Atamaria, coming up in today's program, tourism subsidies questioned, housing market calls off during the June quarter, and the latest from the financial markets. Ongoing support for tourism businesses hit hard by the downturn in international visitors has been questioned. Senior economist at Infometrics, Brad Olson, says financial assistance has been provided through the wages subsidy, but when that ends in September, any targeted help after that would be unrealistic. He says assistance at the scale of the wage subsidy can't continue unabated. He says ongoing help for businesses, particularly those reliant on international tourists, needs to change. Mr. Olson says it makes no sense to continue funding some tourism operations when they may never return to where they were pre-COVID.
Instead, I think that as we move forward, we need to have both some targeted support for industries who are struggling to get back on their feet but are moving towards that. At the same time, we need to have some funding going to those areas, those sectors that are not going to be the same, to allow them to transition to something different. I think we need to be realistic that the change to the economy is going to be quite significant, and to do that, we actually need to fund the redeployment of our resources rather than just trying to hold on to hope that we get back towards normal, because that previous normal we all knew is no longer in existence.
Brad Olson from Infometrics. The housing market's likely to lose more of its gains that it made over the last 12 months as the fallout from the pandemic becomes clearer. The QV house price index rose 1.3% in the 3 months to June, with the average house price rising to just over $738,000. That growth is slower than previous quarters, but surviving off strong demand, fueled by low interest rates and returning New Zealanders. However, QV's general manager David Nagle says it's likely to soften further.
The way that we're heading, I don't think there's going to be a huge impact on the property market, maybe something like a 5 or 10% impact, depends on where you are. But if you put that in context, we've had a 5 or 10% increase for most property values in the last 12-month period. So, you know, all we're doing is just losing those gains for the last 12 months. So it's not the end of the world. If you weather the storm and get through and keep hold of your property for that time period, then, you know, there's some blue sky at the end.
QV's General Manager David Nagle. The Minister of Immigration is giving some temporary workers more time to renew their visas or leave the country. The changes are effective immediately and extends all visas held by people on essential skills and work-to-residence visas, which are due to expire by the end of the year. Low-skilled workers on three-year visas will also have another 6 months before they must leave the country for at least 1 year. Ian Lees-Galloway says the extension provides relief and certainty for migrants and employers, but still prioritises jobs for citizens and permanent residents.
Employers are able to make the most effective use of the workforce that's available here in New Zealand, that's New Zealanders and people who are on temporary work visas. So what we're doing is extending the temporary work visas that were due to expire before the end of this year by 6 months.
Immigration Minister Ian Lees-Galloway says any new visas issued now for low-skilled workers will be scaled back to a maximum of 6 months rather than 1 year. Turning to the markets, American stocks currently all down in trading with an hour to go. The Dow Jones Index is down nearly 1% to 26,040. The broader S&P are down 0.5%, 16 points. And the tech-laden NASDAQ is down 23 points to 10,410. Meanwhile, the NZX 50 index starts today at 11,744, up 0.75%. And across the Tasman, the 200 index opens up 0.5%. The dollar trading at 65.4 US cents, 94.1 Australian, 52.1 pence, 0.58 euro, and 70.4 yen, and also 4.59 yuan. Brent crude oil, that is currently selling at $43.22 US dollars a barrel. And gold, that's up $15 and currently at $1,809 US dollars an ounce. And that's business for now. I'll be back with more on the markets at 8:30. And also we have more business news coming up in Midday Report.